Hi, Coach. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
You just talk about the 3-0 start that you're off to.
Well, we've played some efficient football through the first 3 weeks. I think we've been able to start fast in most games on both sides of the ball, and I think that's been important. And I think we've been able to create some turnovers. Our turnover margin is plus 10, and I think those are probably the two factors that stand out the most in the success we've had through the first 3 weeks. And again, it's just a start.
Mike, you guys have, speaking of fast starts, you guys have started and scored on your first three possessions. The Panthers, on the other hand, of a defensive is giving up touchdowns on the first three possessions. You talk about the importance of starting quick and what that's been meant to you guys.
Well, it's something I think every coach talks about. You want to have a fast start. You want to have a fast start to the game. You want to have a fast start to the season. And it's a tempo setter, I believe, in most cases. And you want to make a good first impression. And there's no better way to make a good first impression than to, you know, have an effective drive the first time you have an opportunity.
Mike, the Panthers are working here with Brandon LaFell to kind of groom him to be their number two wide receiver, and he certainly has become that. Your number two wide receiver, Julio Jones, has come along so quickly. How much of an impact has he made, and how much of a luxury is it to have a guy who's so young but so effective so early on?
Well, let me speak to Brandon LaFell first. I think Brandon is showing some really good things in the first 3 weeks. Been very impressed with him with the 18.2 yards per catch. And he's a very good football player. He lines up opposite who I think one of the best receivers of all time in Steve Smith, and probably the number one competitor of any receiver that I've had to coach against. But in terms of our second year receiver Julio Jones, I think last year, like a lot of guys that were in the situation that he was in, it was his first time playing games. He didn't have an off season, so I think that he's much more comfortable this year than last year, just in terms of how we do things and how the NFL works in terms of the sequencing of practices. How the off season goes, and Julio's, he's a very talented, very talented receiver, and he's learning a lot from, in my mind, two really good receivers in Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez. They're great mentors for him.
Coach, until you took over the team, the Falcons never had consecutive winning seasons. Now, the Falcons have had four consecutive winning seasons. What are you doing to kind of maintain those winning ways?
Well, I think you have to have a plan in place in terms of how you're going to approach the season, and you execute that plan. And I think our guys have a very good understanding of how we do business throughout the entire year. It's not just the 16 Sundays that you're guaranteed to have an opportunity to go out and perform. It really starts back in April when you get together with your new squad, and each year it's a different dynamic. It's a different team. Even if the same 53 guys that were on your roster the previous year are on your roster, it's a different team because the skill levels are changing. Some guys are getting older. The younger guys are becoming more mature. And it's ever-changing. And our guys have done a nice job. You win in the locker room first, and we've got a bunch of good guys in our locker room. We've got mentors basically at every position, and I think that's very important.
Mike, I asked Matt Ryan this question earlier, but 26 home wins since 2008. How does this Georgia Dome crowd affect a game and affect an opponent?
Well, I think we have some of the most knowledgeable fans in all of the NFL. The building is conducive for noise to be an issue, and our fans, they really know when to cheer and when not to cheer. And it's usually a pretty electric feeling when we're playing, and especially when we're playing division opponents. There's been some real battles between the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons through their history, but since we've been here going into season five, they are always very hard fought, and they come down to a play here or a play there. There's five or six plays that usually determine the outcome of the game. But our fans are a big part of the success that we've had here at home.
Mike, it's looking like they're getting close. I'm not sure quite done yet, but with the lockout with the referees, can you talk about that?
We've taken an approach because it's something that we've been dealing with through the preseason in the first three games of the regular season. Is we try not to concern ourselves with things that we don't have control over, and this is definitely something that we don't have we don't have control of at all. And when we get to the stadium on Sunday, we're going to go out and try to play our best game, and we don't concern ourselves with things that we can't control.
But given what happened on Monday night, you'd be glad to probably maybe have them back. I know it didn't involve you guys, but
again, the things that happen in other games, we try to learn from them. We talk about situations just like we had a missed handled snap on a extra point last week, and we didn't really execute it very well. And we look around the league about last plays or special situations, and I think that was a special situation there. And we can coach and learn off of that. However it was officiated, that was something that we can learn from, because I don't know that it was actually played the right way, the way that you would want it to be coached. Different people have different philosophies on it. So, and again, guys, we're only going to concern ourselves with what we can control.
Coach, do you find it easier or more difficult preparing for Cam Newton in year two?
He's a very difficult player to prepare for. His skill set that he has is amazing. It's different than the majority of the quarterbacks in the league. He's a guy that creates explosive plays. Last year, the Carolina Panthers were number one in the league by a long margin. Or a big margin in terms of creating plays over 20 yards. This year they're number two, and he can do it throwing the ball and just as easily do it with his feet. He's a guy that's already got, his touchdown runs. He's got two touchdown runs, so he's definitely a dynamic when they get down in the red zone, having to account for him. So it's different than the first 3 weeks, so it'll be a challenge for our defensive staff to put together a game plan to try to not only neutralize Cam, but the rest of the guys, Steve and D'Angelo and Jonathan, and I tell you, Mike Tolbert's been running the ball well as also.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys. You guys have a good week. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Coach.